USDA lowered the loan repayment rate $100 per ton last week to allow peanuts to move out of the loan into the market. Some buyers claimed the move was a big surprise to the market, as Scheller said they were slowly whittling down the 2014 inventory of about 200,000 tons. However, the market was surprised at forfeitures in June and July, so USDA made a move. They're going to give a two-week adjustment to make way for the 2015 crop to get to move into the warehouses with the harvest just around the corner. USDA said they were following the law. The secretary may set the rate to minimize potential loan forfeitures and to minimize the accumulation of stocks of peanuts by the federal government. Another factor was minimizing the cost incurred by the government in storing peanuts and to allow peanuts produced in the U.S. to be marketed freely and competitively, both domestically and international. The peanut market was asking each week, should they lower the repayment rate? So the move should not have been a surprise. One sheller said they were busy getting ready for the new crop and didn't have time to bid on these. Some sheller said they had redeemed all of their loan peanuts and hated to miss the savings. There is one problem. The difference in the new farm bill is that a market gain, which is that $100, would be applied to the farmer's $125,000 individual payment limit for the crop, since the farmer retained beneficial interest. That's got some farmers worried, and many are looking at forfeiting now since that does not apply to the payment limit. So a lot of discussion going now as the USDA lowered the price $100, but farmers are not so sure that was a good idea. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.